Don't hold your breath, actually, because I want to give the story that Theo Usherwood, our political editor here at LBC, is going to share with you plenty of breathing room. We touched on some of the attendant issues on Friday. It focused upon David Cameron using his podium at Prime Minister's Questions to brand a London imam as a supporter of Islamic State. You'll remember that, well, why am I telling the story? Theo is here.
Yes, James, you'll remember Mr. Cameron faced cries of racism from the Labour benches at PMQs last week after he questioned the judgment of Labour's candidate to be London Mayor Sadiq Khan because Mr. Khan had shared a platform with a man called Suleiman Ghani, a former imam at Mr. Khan's local mosque in Tooting. But LBC can now reveal that not only was Mr. Ghani invited to attend the Conservative Muslim Forum event, he was also asked to extend the invite to people that he knew. Now, this meeting was arranged to encourage more Muslims in southwest London to become councillors.
To be absolutely clear, that's Conservative with a capital C, Conservative
yes.
Muslim Forum.
Yes.
So overseen by the party machine and focused upon attracting more Muslims into the Conservative fold.
Yes. Now, this meeting was arranged, as I said, to encourage more Muslims in southwest London to become councillors. And it didn't happen in the dim and distant past. It happened just 6 months ago. There were some big names on the panel at that event. Guest speakers included the International Development Secretary, Justine Greening, and the Tory candidate to be mayor, Zach Goldsmith. And so there are questions now as to why David Cameron used Mr. Ghani to launch this attack on Sadiq Khan at Prime Minister's Questions last Wednesday.
If we are going to condemn not just violent extremism, but also the extremism that seeks to justify violence in any way, it is very important that we do not back these people and we do not appear on platforms with them. And I have to say, I am concerned about Labour's candidate for, as Mayor of London, who has appeared again and again and again. The leader of the Labour Party, the leader of the Labour Party is saying it's disgraceful. Let me tell him. Right, so, Suleiman Ghani, the honourable member for Tooting, has appeared on a platform with him 9 times. This man supports IS.
Now, if I could just offer listeners new to this story, James, some background on Mr. Ghani. Mr. Ghani left Sadiq Khan's mosque a couple of years ago. Now he is simply a community leader in the Tooting area. And without doubt, he does hold some socially conservative views that many of our listeners and probably yourself would find very discomforting. Indeed, he is so opposed to same-sex marriage that on LBC he accused Sadiq Khan of putting his political career before his faith by voting in favour of it 3 years ago. But as you heard just then, David Cameron thinks that Mr. Ghani is far more sinister, and so too does Zach Goldsmith. He described Mr. Ghani, and I'm quoting here, as one of the most repellent figures in this country. Last Friday, the Tory candidate to be mayor had this to say on LBC about Mr. Ghani.
I think he represents an abhorrent worldview, as expressed by him on many occasions. Look, I don't put myself forward as a Suleiman Ghani expert, and I cited him as an example, as one example of many, many, many examples of people with whom Sadiq Khan has been associated on multiple occasions. To be clear, I've never suggested that Sadiq Khan holds those views. I've never suggested that he's an extremist. But I do think at a time when we're fighting a battle, possibly even a losing battle, an ideological battle, which could not be more important, it doesn't help. It's not sensible to give platforms and oxygen and even excuses for people who hold views that are diametrically opposed to ours, people who want to do the city harm.
However, Mr. Goldsmith's comments do not seem to fit there with Mr. Ghani's claim that he was invited to the quote-unquote be a councillor event organised by Conservative Muslim Forum. Mr. Ghani told me he had received an invite from a man called Dan Watkins, who stood as the Tory parliamentary candidate for Tooting against Sadiq Khan at the last election. Now, Mr. Watkins is still the Tories' spokesman in Tooting. However, Mr. Goldsmith insisted to me on Friday that Mr. Ghani had not been invited to the meeting.
So I did a public meeting with Dan Watkins, where one of those photographs has come from.
And he was invited to Conservative Muslim Forum?
He wasn't invited. No one was invited. It was a public meeting. Anyone could turn up. That's where
he says he was invited by Dan Watkins.
No one was invited. There were leaflets that went out, leaflets that were put up on walls. No one was invited, other than the speakers, and he wasn't one of them. No one was invited. It's just not true.
Hang on, I just want to be clear on this. That's a categorical denial of any invitation, whether formal or informal, being specifically issued to the man that Zach Goldsmith has simultaneously described as one of the most repellent figures in this country, but I'm not an expert on him.
Yes.
Carry on.
Now, James, LBC is now in possession of evidence which contradicts Mr. Goldsmith's claim that Mr. Ghani was not invited to the meeting. LBC has obtained text messages and emails to Mr. Ghani from Dan Watkins. In those messages, he specifically invites the former imam to the meeting. Remember, James, Mr. Ghani was described only last week by David Cameron as a supporter of IS. On Thursday, October the 22nd last year, at 5:35 p.m, Suleiman Ghani texted Dan Watkins. I'm quoting here. "Dear Dan, I hope you are well. This is Imam Suleiman." 28 minutes later, Dan Watkins replied, and again I'm quoting, "Hello Suleiman, thanks. I hope you're well too. I have an event for the local Islamic community arranged in Tooting for the evening of Thursday, 12th of November. It is to encourage more Muslims to become counsellors. Do you think you could come and invite more local people you know too?" Suleiman replied, "Yes indeed, give me the details." 3 days later, Mr. Watkins then followed up the text message with a link to his website containing the details of the meeting. He also emailed Mr. Ghani again to see if he is attending the meeting. Mr. Watkins added, "If you can bring some of your congregation as well, that would be fantastic." Now, James, I've spoken with one woman who was invited by Suleiman Ghani to attend as a result of Mr. Watkins' intervention. I'm not going to name her, but I have verified independently that she was at the meeting. She emailed me a statement which might give some insight to the anger felt by many within Tooting's Muslim community. And I'm quoting again. "The impact of all this utter nonsense in the community has left us all saddened and deeply hurt. It is truly disgraceful and ugly politics." The woman in question has also forwarded me an email she received from Dan Watkins after the meeting, asking whether she would be interested in becoming a counsellor at a later date. Now, it might be said, James, that Suleiman Ghani was invited by a man who isn't an MP, and if it were not for the recent publicity, he would be a complete unknown amongst senior members of the Conservative Party. But Mr. Ghani is a busy man. He does a lot of campaigning. And that's brought him into contact with the Health Minister, an MP for Battersea, Jane Ellison.
I just want to be absolutely clear that the interest in Mr. Ghani is chiefly caused by the fact that David Cameron singled him out by name in the House of Commons as evidence of Sadiq Khan's putative links to extremists or to supporters of Islamic State or to whatever phrase you want to apply. And you have now established that he was not only in contact with the former Conservative candidate in Tooting, but was actually, if you like, used as a conduit by that candidate to the Muslim community in Tooting and asked to help find people to become Conservative councillors. The man that the Conservative Prime Minister stood up in the House of Commons and described in distinctly disparaging terms was and has been wooed by the former Conservative candidate in Tooting as a man who could bring more Muslim councillors into the field of local politics.
Yes.
Carry on.
Yes. Yes, I have established that. And that's brought him into contact, I was going to say.
Well, now we move beyond Tooting, if you like.
I just want to pick up on that last quote, because from people I've been speaking to in the Muslim community in Tooting have talked about the extensive damage that these sorts of allegations, to call somebody a Muslim, an extremist, for young Muslim men in the community, from people I've been speaking to pick up their local paper or to pick up national papers and to see Suleiman Ghani's name next to the word extremist, for them has caused real anger and upset. And I just think, before we come back to Westminster in a second, but that should be acknowledged. Of course, now I'm sure Zach Goldsmith's team, they may want to come back to me and they may say, well, who is Dan Watkins? People may give me briefings, who is Dan Watkins? But I have also found that Mr. Ghani has been in contact, because of his campaigning, with senior members of the Conservative Party, including the Health Minister and MP for Battersea, Jane Ellison. I also have photographs of Mr. Ghani with the former Chief Whip, Andrew Mitchell, the former Shadow Home Secretary, David Davis, and Sir Edward Lister, the Chief of Staff to the Conservative London Mayor, Boris Johnson. Now, I can't comment, James, on the relationships between each of those individuals and Mr. Ghani, to what extent they know each other, because, of course, it will vary in each case. But from looking at the photographs, you can see that they were not all taken at large town hall style meetings. And they also feature a number of highly prominent Labour MPs, including the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell.